Hello, welcome to Justin and Cody's podcast. Today Justin and Cody will be talking about the new Spider-Man game. Justin, tell me what consoles the Spider-Man game is on.
Well, at the moment it's like only on the PlayStation 4.
Just PlayStation 4?
Yeah, I think it's coming out on the Nintendo Switch as well.
On the Nintendo Switch? How about Microsoft? How about Xbox and PC?
I'm not sure if it's coming out on them.
No? Cody, do you know?
No idea.
Not too sure? Okay. Cody, tell me about the gameplay. What's the storyline of the new Spider-Man game?
It's quite a long storyline involving Spider-Man doing Spider-Man things.
Yeah.
Like taking out people, trying to kill them and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Is it, what sort of gameplay is it? Game style?
It's very much a open world game. You can swing around and do whatever you want, really.
Yeah, yeah. Is there an online version? You can play it online against multiplayers?
I actually have no idea.
I'm not too sure.
I think so.
You think so?
I don't think so.
You don't think so. So it's mainly just a one player game?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, very nice. Have you played it a lot, Katie?
I actually haven't played it ever.
Haven't played it too much? No.
I have a PlayStation, so I can't really play it.
Oh, okay.
I've just watched YouTubers play it.
Oh, okay.
It looks really good.
It's a popular game, is it right now?
Yeah.
Is it one of the better Marvel computer games that are out there? Yeah,
probably.
Yeah? Is it what's rated as the best Marvel game that's out there?
No idea.
Well, what's
probably the Spider-Man one?
The Batman? Is Batman
Batman
DC. Classified as a good game? Oh, no, that's the wrong one. What's
it's actually sold like over 3 million copies.
Over 3 million?
Like right. In its first like 3 days of release.
Really? In first 3 days it sold 3 million copies?
Yeah.
Worldwide? That's a hit, if you ask me. That's a huge success. What are some of the... I'm getting DC and Marvel mixed up. Explain to me, boys. What's some of the DC characters? On Spider-Man is Marvel.
Yeah.
Explain to me, who are some of the other Marvel characters?
Iron Man, Black Panther.
Captain America, Hulk.
Yep, yep.
War Machine.
War Machine. Yep.
Black Widow.
Yep. How about the, who are the Guardians of the Galaxy? Are they either?
They're Marvel.
They're Marvel? Yeah, have you guys seen that movie?
Yeah, I've seen, number one and number two.
Yeah, have they got a computer game out?
I think they're in the Lego Marvel game.
Yeah, they are in the Lego Marvel game. I've played it, so it's pretty good.
Yeah, yeah.
And then my brother actually finished the story of it, so...
Yeah, right. But this Spider-Man game, we need to get back to what we're talking about, the Spider-Man game. Does it compare to that game, to the Lego one? Or is this rated as one of the best Marvel games of all time?
I'd say so.
Really?
Well, it's like the third on the top charts of... like the world right now, so
of the world, only being beaten by what other games?
The new Call of Duty and
oh, of course, that'll be number one.
I think it's God of War.
God of War. So just because you're behind Call of Duty doesn't matter because Call of Duty's going to beat everybody all the time.
I've also seen the graphics of the game. The graphics of the game like are really really good. Like not, I don't think every game has to have good graphics to be a good game exactly, but
yeah.
This game just looks really good.
And this is the Spider-Man graphics you're talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The graphics are super realistic. Yeah? Yeah, that's good. That's important. Like you said, it doesn't have to be... That's not the be-all and end-all of a good computer game, is the graphics. But it's still an important factor.
The gameplay and the story is like what makes it a good game.
Exactly. Gameplay, story. But good graphics goes a long way as well.
There is a lot of bugs and stuff in the game, but it's recently new, so...
Yeah,
it's probably gonna get all straightened out soon.
Yeah, yeah, and teach me about bugs. How do you straighten out a bug in a game?
Well, usually you'll find someone reporting that say their character's gone missing or people are walking through walls or something.
Glitches.
And then they'll just send it to the company and they'll usually try and fix it.
Right, but if you've got a copy of this game with a glitch on it, how does your game get fixed? Do you have to update it? Is that what you do? And then your glitches disappear? Is it like that?
Well, usually, as long as the people know about those certain glitches, they will update it to fix it. Or at least I'll try.
Okay. Yeah, very nice. See, I'm a computer novice here, so I'm not too sure about these things. Okay. gameplay, yeah, the storyline, say Spider-Man in this storyline, in this game, because I'm sure this isn't the first Spider-Man computer game to come out.
No, I've played
there's a few of them.
I've played one of them before.
10, 20.
Yeah. And do you know what the difference is between this Spider-Man storyline and the others? Like, does he fight different bad guys to the previous games, or?
Yeah, I've played one on my 3DS before. Yeah. There's like.
Yeah, I used to play it on my DS.
There was this like big boss in it. It was like this big robot boss. I have no idea who it was, but in this one, it's completely different. But I reckon it's the best one.
It's still got characters from like old comics and stuff, but it's got some new characters that haven't been in comics in
a while. Yeah, and that's important too, isn't it? When you do a Marvel movie or a Marvel game, it's really important to sort of stay traditional, just to keep the traditionalists happy by keeping all the old characters in it and keeping a similar storyline to the old comic books, because you really need that. You still got to stay authentic and be true to Marvel and true to the comics. So it's important for a game to do that. So I'm guessing it's probably got some of the old characters in it.
Yeah.
But it's also been modernised, and they've probably introduced some new bad guys and some new characters as well, just to keep it modern and to keep it different from the other stuff too. Would that be right to say?
Like, this game was made by Sony, which has bought the rights to Spider-Man. They're making Venom and stuff. They're making multiple Spider-Man movies.
Is Venom part of Spider-Man?
Yeah, Venom was part of the Spider-Man comics and stuff.
Venom ties
in. I've seen the end of the actual game. I'm pretty sure, like, Venom's not actually one of the bosses you actually fight in the game, but I've seen it at the end of it, so I'm not really sure what happens there. Mm-hmm. And
right.
I think they might be making a second game of it.
Right.
Of the Sony, Spider-Man game. Like the PlayStation stuff and their own Sony animations. They're making a new Spider-Man movie coming out soon.
I wonder if the second game will tie in with that movie.
Possibly.
Maybe.
Did this game come out after the most recent Spider-Man movie?
Yeah.
So it's the same characters as that. Does it sort of follow that movie a lot?
I don't really know. I don't think so, because
I mean, it has a lot of characters from like old Spider-Man movies and comics, like Miles Morales and Peter Parker and all that.
Yeah. Very nice. Miles Morales. You can't have a Spider-Man without Peter Parker, can you? It's a must-have. It's a non-negotiable. Righto, boys. Well, I suppose to tie this up, like any good movie review or video game review, you're going to have to get your ratings, your rankings. Say, out of 10, starting with you, Katie, what would you give Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man movie?
Probably an 8.5 or something.
An 8.5 out of 10?
Well, I haven't really played it, so I can't.
Yeah, but going by what you've seen, an 8.5. And Justin?
Yeah, I haven't played it either. Like, I've just seen, like, YouTubers play it and stuff, but I've seen the storyline and that, and I'd probably rate it maybe like an 8 or 9 out of 10.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's how good I reckon it is.
Boy, very nice. Well, thank you very much, boys. I haven't seen it or heard it, but going by what you guys have said, I'm definitely interested to check it out and perhaps get my hands on it and play it someday. Okay, you've been listening to the Justin and Katie podcast, episode 1. Stay tuned for more game reviews coming up in the future. Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.